Ben, your Facebook profile picture is of you and Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah.
Can you tell us who Eddie was to you?
Well, what happened was he used to endorse a particular brand of guitar, which was Kramer guitars. That's the type of guitar he played. And that was my biggest line in the store. And that picture was taken at a trade show. And I did meet up with him several times at other trade shows. And, we were always in party mode at the time. And everybody was always smiling and laughing. That sort of stuff. So he was a great guy. He had a permanent pasted smile on his face, kind of smile that I always said to you, I know something that you don't. He was a great guy.
I can just imagine the guitar conversations that you and Eddie Van Halen had, Ben, because I know you enjoy talking about music and guitars.
Actually, that picture has a real funny story behind it, because just as that picture was snapped, I had asked him, okay, Eddie, what are you working on now? And so he goes, oh, here, I'll show you. And he does something. And I said, oh, here, let me try that. So I tried it. And then he goes, what are you working on? So I, because everybody was always like 8 hours worth of practice in those days. So I gave it back to him. And then we were passing it back and forth. And then finally the cameraman said, Ben, give Eddie the guitar, in an irritated voice. So we were both laughing, and that's why he was pointing at me.
You carried on correspondence with Eddie Van Halen throughout the years. Like, you made a friendship with him.
Yeah, it was mostly was trade shows. That one there was particularly in Toronto at the Toronto Trade Show, music trade show. It was called MIAC at the time. And then I met up with him a couple of times in Los Angeles for the same reasons. But then we always ended up going out to soirees, and talking to one another and that sort of stuff. So the only personal contact I had with him was that one shirt that, I don't know if you saw that shirt, where you see him having a black shirt on and my face is stenciled on the front of it. And what I did was, one of my guys had photoshopped that his face onto the shirt. And so about a year later, it came up. I saw it. I said, I think he would probably laugh at this. So I sent it off to him on Facebook and in a message. And he got back to me with an LOL. And he goes, I think I'll pass on that shirt.
Wow, I know it's sad to lose a friend, sad to lose someone that you respect so much in the music industry. What was going through your head when you heard that Eddie had passed away, Ben?
You hear of celebrities and that sort of stuff passing every day, because when you get my age and get to the point where you're there every day, so-and-so died. But when I saw that, I went down to Helen's office and it was, Eddie Van Halen died. I was in shock, because I never suspected it, because I didn't know he was ill at all. But knowing the lifestyles that we were leading in those days, it didn't surprise me at all. So,
yeah, the tributes are pouring in this morning, and we'll continue. We're doing a Van Halen tribute weekend here at 92.7 Rock. Anything else you can tell us about your love for Eddie and his music?
Well, through the years, you have to admit, he was the force in guitar. In those days, the guitar player was the band, with him and Steve Vai and all those guys. And they didn't spend their time just playing chords. They worked on their craft, He was diligent about his playing, and he was, everything was about that band. He really wanted that band to go. And I don't know if you noticed, were you aware how tall he is?
No.
He's only 5'6".
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, he's only a little wee guy.
I feel personally attacked.
All shots of him, if you ever see any of the videos, all shots of him were from the floor up because of that particular reason. So, Yeah, he was intelligent. He always looked like a little boy. Every time you saw him, he looked like a, like he was about 13, 14 years old. But he had that very youthful face. And then the other night, I was watching Two and a Half Men, and he did a kind of like a cameo appearance on there. And I said, "Wow, there's a face I haven't seen in about 10 years," you know, because we didn't. We hadn't touched bases for a long time, so yeah, it was a shock. And then the very next day, I get the word that he had passed. So yeah, that was shocking for sure.